Out of the two or three things you came loaded with there, which one do you want to put a spotlight on, Chief?
I think maybe the question that Lou had thrown out to us about what are police doing with AI, which is really timely here. There was a news article that our local newspaper, the Daily Herald, did about a week ago, not even less than a week. So we are in the process of testing something called Draft One, which is the easiest way to say it. It's software that's attached to our body-worn cameras through Axon that basically creates a transcript of that encounter, which then acts as the officer's police report. So it's really exciting. We have a systems technology unit. They went to the Axon conference, which was a couple months ago, I think in April.
What is Axon?
So Axon is the vendor for body-worn cameras, which a lot of people use Axon. They have platforms for body-worn cameras, in-squad cameras, tasers. So one of the people from that systems technology unit went out to the conference, came back, met with myself and my deputy chief, and pitched this to us. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, what a great. So we have right now about 14, 15 officers that are in the process of testing this software, which is in the background artificial intelligence that's running that software. So in essence, when we did this test, officers, the time to writing a police report is one of the things that officers do not like to do. So, when I got hired, we were handwriting police reports, putting carbon paper in between. People don't even know what, well, you know what it is,
I
but
know what it is, yeah.
yes. And so then we have, we evolved to now computers and typewriters and then computers. So our test group, on average, it's about 50% of the time it's reducing to write a police report. So we're in the process. I'm going to ask for this in the budget for next year. And this is where, again, we're very open about it, talking to the newspaper, letting our community know, because when you start talking about artificial intelligence, and we could probably do a whole episode on that, the important thing is just letting the community know what it is and how it's going to be used, because people, you say the word artificial intelligence and it can be very frightening.
Freaks
Yes.
out, right?
And so, those unintended consequences, we're trying to work through that. But when you think about the time that an officer spends on a police report, where now that they can use that for traffic enforcement for other crimes going on, community engagement, that's the benefit. And there's the nexus of how, as we get smarter with policing, you're never going to be able to replace police officers. I mean, in essence, you could, right? Like, if you think about,
RoboCop, the movie.
yes, I mean, you think about that, right? And what could be, and also how AI is being used in other countries that are really ahead of us too, right? So we're just kind of on the infancy of how do we use it in law enforcement. So I'm really, really excited about that. And kudos to, my systems technology unit that they go out and they find this stuff. And I think that's the important thing too, is that, we don't know everything, right? So go out and I ask other police departments and, send your, when people say, well, why do you spend all this money to send officers to training and these conferences, this is why, right? They come back, they bring us a great concept. We make sure it fits for our agency. We involve the community, involve the officers. And in the end, right, the benefit of it is more time on the street to do traffic enforcement, which we get a lot of complaints about, more time for crime enforcement, more time for community engagement. So really excited about it. I think the evolution of AI and what could be, you have to be smart about it and you have to be mindful of some stuff. But it's no different than when we introduce drones or you interview, introduce body-worn cameras or you introduce, cameras in general, LPR. So all this technology, which ties to, his one other question about, what is the biggest challenge facing law enforcement? And, one of those challenges is the speed in which technology is evolving and how are police responding? Because a lot of crimes are committed. If you think about, how can you use AI to commit a crime? I mean, think about the many, many different ways. How is,
Frightening.
yes, it is. And so how does law enforcement now, how are the officers trained? Are they aware of it? Do they even understand the technology? So I think one of the challenges is keeping up with the speed of which things just are growing and evolving,
So
and
fast. I mean,
it's
it just,
yes.
I mean, I heard, Chief, that, it's just so fast that these crooks are using my voice. They'll call me, call you, call somebody, record our voice, put it into AI, use that voice to call somebody else to have them like wire money to you, right? Like they, hey, I just got pulled over. I'm in a desperate situation. Could you send me $300? And it, I'm just like, what? And then they showed me a sample. I'm like, holy smokes. I saw some software 2 days ago. A friend of mine, he's like, this AI has taken over our entire industry. And he builds houses. I'm like, how can AI take over house building? He's like, how we show it, how we list it, how we stage rooms. I could send somebody out to do pictures and then add flowers, via AI. I could do all that. I don't need like a whole crew coming out to videotape a house anymore. Like I never thought about that. I'm like, that's, and he was explaining all this to me. I'm just like, holy smokes. And he's the guy, I'm glad you brought it up, Chief, because he's the one that said police departments are using this to write reports. And I'm like, how is that? And then he brought up the thing, how attorneys are using it to write briefs or whatever they write, whatever attorneys do. And then the problem is, and I think you'll attest to this, where if the AI does the report from the Axion camera, great, that's great. That saves the officer maybe an hour of his or her time. Still have to review it, right? He still,
Absolutely.
right? I mean, so that's where the devil's in the detail, right? And I think that's the important part that you have to explain to the public, hey, it's basically gonna write the report of what happened on the 15th of May at 5 o'clock in the morning. Here's the report. And then the police officers are gonna have to go back and be like, all right, well, that's not right. And I got it. And they've got full editing. You can't, okay.
There is still it's going to give you a draft of a template, and then there's still the enhancements that the officer may add. There's still the refinement. There's still the accuracy, right? Because eventually, a police report is your sworn testimony in essence, right? So you have to basically swear to the authenticity, that it's authentic,
Authenticity.
the words. Yes, that is you that's saying that's actually what happened. But I think, like, even in your field, I mean, when you think about, like, right? I mean, eventually, do you really need somebody to come and show a house to someone, right? Like, and then do you need somebody to, when you buy a house and signing all this paperwork, do you really need, like, and that's where I think people get really nervous about it, right? Like, here comes the replacement of humans. But see, there's still, one thing I think is, although it's machine learning and it's human intellect, right? But there is something about human intellect. And I said this about the body-worn cameras too. And we were early adopters 7 years ago. So if I'm wearing a body-worn camera right now, a body-worn camera's positioned right here, it's looking at what's directly in front of me, right? So here's this conversation I'm having with a person, their actions. But what you can't see is, to the side where the camera's not seen, but also the mannerisms or the inflection of human nature, right? If I have dealt with a person before and had an encounter, and I know that every time they start, scratching their head or they start doing something, this person is about to, display some behaviors that may be violent. The camera doesn't know that, right? That's human intelligence. That's my experience, my knowledge. The camera's just looking at what it is. So I think that. And that's the important part of, discussing it with the public, talking about it, inviting them to come in and see the technology. And, I will tell you, police officers, and, just do a random quiz one day and just say, hey, a survey, do you guys like writing police reports? 100% of them will say no, because it's just so time consuming. But if you can get yourself 50% of the way there with some type of template, refine it, add it, edit it, ensure that it's correct. Why wouldn't we explore that technology? So, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be, I kind of gave a little preview to my council about a couple months ago. I've been talking with my city manager about it. So, I think this momentum to kind of, let's, police smarter, but still have that human contact. And this will allow us to have more time for engagement and be out in the community and build those human relationships that there is no artificial intelligence that can ever replace, you know, the human contact and the emotions and you know what we, you know, develop with somebody, that you can never replace that, right? That's the genuine, you know, even if you look at some of the AI where you'll see a computer generated model of someone,
Right.
you can, there's just something in you and you're kind of like, eh, that's not, you know, it's a little off, right? It's there, but it's a little off. And I think, and that's the true effect of like, people having that contact with someone and really kind of understanding and knowing what this person is about. So I think that was a really timely question that he asked. You know, because we just were in the newspaper, we're talking about it.
Sure.
I'm really excited about it. You know, I hope that, you know, kudos to the people in this building who just, they're not afraid to bring stuff up and say, what about this? And, you know, the best ideals, I will tell you, don't always come from a command staff, right? And that's where you listen to your officers and, you know, what is it that will make your job easier? I'm not writing police reports, you know, and if I have to write a police report, it's probably like we're in a different realm here, right? Like there's no one else who could, that's not my job
We
anymore.
got
But
big problems, right?
yeah, so what is it that the officers need that are doing this every day? What can I do for them to make their job easier, right? And so, you know, exploring this technology. My job is to go get the money. My job is to go talk to my city
Get the
manager, my
funding,
council,
yeah.
make it happen, right? And I got that. The rest of it, you know. So yeah, those were two questions that I thought. I know I don't know the time here, but those are two that I thought were really kind of timely and really good.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you talk about this, some people go back to the RoboCop movie, I think 40 years ago,
Yes.
or Starlink with Terminators, and we're all going to be underground, a bunker, and the computers are going to take over and start launching aircraft and drones at us. And you know, maybe that's going to be happening sometime in the future. But today, when you start talking about AI, it's more to the fact that how can you capture as much information as you can, save the officers in the field time, and like you said, then bring that back so they have a report, a rough draft of a
Yes.
report, right?
Yep.
And like I said, I tried out AI. You know, I'm like, hey AI, Tom and Sally, 59 years old, paid off whatever credit card debt, saved them this. Show me what, you know, and then it spit something out, and
Yeah.
it was pretty impressive, right? But I still like writing my own stuff. Right. It's just what I do. And, you know, and there'll be some officers that don't want to deal with that, and fine, you know, they're old school and that's cool. But the other officers, if you could save an hour, right, of just taking that and then say, you know what, there were two people behind me that are off camera. There were, you know, external forces that you don't see in this, and then just add and edit. Why not? Right. As long as the information on that report that they're turning in is accurate and factual.
Yes.
And they're putting their name on it. Why not save time? I mean, who doesn't want to save time?
And I think to your point too, you know, like I think Chat GPT, right? If
Right.
you ever use that, you know, and you think about like, wow, right? Like, how is it putting all this together? But you know, it's, you know, think
Scary.
about, right, like think about its sources, right? It's an infinite source that is feeding that. So humans don't have that capability, right? Like, but I think you can always tell when it's just a little off, especially if you know the person. If
Right.
someone writes something, like if they know how you write and how you speak, you're going to be like, right? You know, so that's, you know, one of the things I do besides, I'm a teacher at a community college and I've been teaching for a very long time. And so when you get to know your students and you see how they speak and how they talk, and then you get something and you're like,
Isn't your paper. Yeah.
hold on a
This,
second,
yeah.
right? Like, because there's that part of like your voice,
Yeah, your personality.
your that comes out. So I
Yeah.
think you know, just being smart about it and letting the community know this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it, this is how it can, and the end is how it impacts you, how it impacts the community, right? What's the benefit to us for the council to approve the money that I need? Here it is, right? So you know, it's really something that I think is ex I'm extremely excited about it. I you know, I love just that kind of, you know, when people come together and we start, you know, thinking, you know, not that, you know, people say thinking outside the box. I don't like, I love when there is no box, right? We just, what can we do and how can we do it? And let's get people in the room together and really kind of, you know, do something so that 5 years from now, you know, officers will think, wow, you know, this has really made our job a lot easier, you know, and you have to listen to what people are asking for. Some things, you know, if they say, well, we'd like to, you know, not do this, this, and this. Well, I'm sorry, we kind of have to do that, right? Like, that's where that kind of balance comes in of like, what are we trying to accomplish, and can we do it, and does it make sense? And I think exploring anything is good. So we're exploring AI. Like, what's the next evolution? You know, body-worn cameras for us have been, you know, it's kind of old news for us. It's been here.
Right.
We had them for 7 years. Like, okay, what's next? What's the next thing? And you know, when we implemented body-worn cameras, there's a little angst from some of the officers, right? I'm going to put this camera on you. If I tell you I'm going to put a camera on you all day and you're interacting, exactly, you're going to be
No
like,
shot. Right.
what?
HR
Yes.
violation.
But when I say, but this is going to help you because you're a professional and you're doing what you should be doing. And if somebody should have an issue or a complaint, this is a safeguard for not only the community, but also for you. It's just kind of, you know, flipping your mind a little bit and that paradigm of thinking of why we're doing this. And so the body-worn cameras today, if you ask officers, they love it, right? Because it's been a help.
I'll leave it with this. You mentioned that, outside the box. The box constantly changes,
Yes.
right? If you go back to 1984, we all remember the commercial during the Super Bowl of the tall woman with the blonde hair with the sledgehammer swinging it around, and the launch of the laptop or the desktop Mac computer at the time, right? It was
Yes.
revolutionary, right?
Yeah.
And broke the mold, broke the glass, and everything. So we've gone from 1988 to a desktop computer that was the size of your old stereo, we all remember. Now we've got a laptop, like I'm talking on a laptop here that I could get in a backpack, right? And then people are working on their phones, right? Their iPhones or their Samsung or whatever type of phone. So everything, who's got a landline anymore? Okay, so when you start, when you start drilling down, think outside the box. I mean, the box constantly changes,
Yes.
right? It's like you said, AI. We've got robots doing mortgages in my industry. Okay, so there's a segment of the marketplace that wants to fill out online, not speak to anybody, and let it go. Like, good luck. Okay, listen, if you're a 780 credit score, great income, and you're plain Jane Vanilla, knock yourself out. You don't want to talk to anybody. But if you've got some warts on you and you've got some variables that a computer can't figure out, you're going to want some, some type of
Touch.
right human interaction to
Yes.
bounce things. I got a guy right now making 400 grand a year as accountant, showing him he's making $15,000 a year. I'm like, I hope you're paying your accountant great because he's writing everything off. But when you go to get a mortgage, chief, all I got 50. So you got to think outside the box and how to
Wow,
do it.
yeah.
So we figured it out. But same as your industry, right? I mean, you pull over somebody, yeah, the camera's got it, wherever the camera is, here's the report. But it's like you said, it's not seeing behind you, right?
Yes.
It's not seeing trucks are flying by doing 90 miles an hour. There's a dead deer over there. There's people walking up on you that are upset that you pulled this person off, and people are coming out of their houses and start. So all of that external stuff, you've got to bring it in, and as long as the report's actual and factual, and the public understands it,
Yes.
with the fact that we are saving time, so the officer's time can be better spent implementing safety for the community to make sure the community's safe, the officer's safe, and once they start understanding, and I don't think that's a high bar to clear, that it'll be like, yeah, well, I mean, why aren't we spending money on the software, right? I'm sure you've got an officer above that division that's going to train your staff to make
Yes.
sure it's done actually and factually. And it just, I think it's great. I'd rather have the officer out in the field in the car making sure people are safe instead of behind a desk schlepping around
Exactly.
typing reports or
Yep.
sitting on a phone waiting for a court date, which we could talk about. That's a whole nother show for another day at 2 in the morning waiting for somebody at Cook County. That's another show. Okay, and Lou Jogman's like, where are you going? So let's end it on that, right? We've already
Okay,
been
we
on
will.
for an hour. Thank
We
you,
will.
as always,
Yes.
for your time. I would let
Absolutely.
I'm literally 45 minutes. I'd love to come out and have a coffee and or a sandwich with
Yeah.
you and your
Awesome.
command staff to say hi. So,
That'd be
and I
great.
just want to make a point. I didn't thank the chief of Chatham for sending me all of the trinkets and all of the swag in order for other chiefs to send it to me. So
I got to send you some stuff. I got it. I
I
picked up
wasn't
on
put a
it.
shout out. just saying double extra large white shorts.
I picked up on what you were throwing down.
I didn't want to just throw it out there, but I just wanted to give the, I think it's Chief Foley. So thank you, Chief Foley.
Can you send me the address at which you would like.
I don't need to send you anything because that would be weird if you wanted to look up. It's 56david.com. But as I put it out there, but in all seriousness, thank you for your time.
Thank
Chief,
you.
First time is flying back. Sponsored by the show is sponsored by me, Team Hochberg. By the way, rates have come down. Working with a lot of officers that have accumulated debt over the past 30 months because everything's been so high. We anticipate a rate cut, a short-term rate cut, so your credit cards will be a little cheaper, your home equity line of credit, your car loans, and all that stuff. But mortgage rates have come down in anticipation of that. So if you're law enforcement or family of law enforcement, we offer law enforcement reduced closing costs for all of your families. So Chief Lally, you're awesome. Be safe.
You too.
Appreciate the time. This has been another episode of Behind the Badge, Illinois. We'll catch you next week. Take care, Chief.